Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham. I'm a history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus. The Bathing Pavilion scandal continues. The saga at the Bathing Pavilion continues to unfold. In an earlier program, we learned that three men of color, having purchased tickets for entry to the Bathing Pavilion, were denied access to the facility, allegedly based on race qualifications. While these allegations were vigorously denied, the readership of the Agricultural Reporter kept the report alive through the many letters subscribed to the editor on the matter. So, on this day, December 21st, in the year 1917, with World War I still being waged and the threat of German vessels in the waters between Barbados and Trinidad, the real fight seemed to be over the disregard of the civil rights of certain people groups. Even though all people within the island were made legally free since mid-1838, yet this means of interaction continued to be the modus operandi within the social and political structure of the colony. The correspondence to the editor was eye-opening and brought some clarity to the situation. In a statement to the newspaper, Mr. W. H. Alder, secretary of the Savannah Club, revealed that his committee was asked to sell tickets exclusively to their membership and color requirements were not raised as a requirement. However, it was also noted that Mrs. Walron, operating from St. Anne's, who was entrusted by the Barbados Improvement Association with selling the tickets to the Bathing Pavilion, was relieved of that responsibility. Mr. Cummins, a gentleman of color, informed the editor that he had been using the facilities at the Bathing Pavilion for 2 years. However, on one occasion, he was informed by Mrs. Walron that under instructions from the secretary, Mr. Emptage, she could only sell tickets to subscribers. Additionally, with a view to getting the facts, Mr. Cummins revealed that he spoke directly to Mr. Emptage and was informed that the committee of the association decided to issue tickets to subscribers only, as several subscribers had been to the pavilion and could not be accommodated. Mr. Cummins further cited that allegedly Mr. Fell, colonial secretary, had been one aggrieved party who, as a subscriber, could not, on one visit, access a box in which to change his clothes and subsequently stormed out. Mr. Fell issued a disclaimer to this story, denying ever having anything to complain about related to the Bathing Pavilion. The back and forth of this debacle at the Bathing Pavilion occupied the pages of the Agricultural Reporter for days, as members of the public, acquainted with the matter or the rumors, laid their case in the Agricultural Reporter on this day, December 21st, 1917.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.